This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. As today we continue our study of some reasons why Jesus Christ does not want you to go to hell. I realize today that it's popular among comedians on television and other people to try to simply eliminate hell or reduce it to the point of something to laugh about, to sort of, in effect, to laugh it out of court. There are even many preachers, men who claim to be preachers of the Bible, who claim that there is no hell, that no one will be lost. But the Bible plainly teaches that this is not the case. In Matthew chapter 25 and verse 46, the Bible makes clear that some will go into everlasting life and others will go into everlasting punishment. And in John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29, the words of Jesus, "The hour cometh in which all that are in the tomb shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, they that have done evil unto the resurrection of condemnation." So you see, there are two classes of people, those who are faithful to God and those who are not. There are two gates, the one set up by the Lord Jesus Christ of obedience to the gospel of being baptized into Christ, and every other way, and then the way of the Christian life, and every other way, and two final destinies, to go to heaven or to go to hell. In our lesson last time, we pointed out that the Lord does not want you to go to hell because if you do, you will have to die alone, in the sense that the Lord will not be with you, even though your own loved ones may be by your bedside when you die. You will lift up your eyes in torment following that death. And this is made clear in Luke chapter 16 and verse 23 and 24. Hades simply means the unseen realm. It is made up of two basic parts with a great gulf between, and that gulf is fixed so that no one from either side may go to the other. The righteous lift up their eyes in a place of paradise, a place of pleasure, awaiting the resurrection. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes again, all that are in the tomb shall hear his voice and shall come forth. This, as I've already made clear, is taught in John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29. But across the great gulf from those who are in paradise in Hades are those who are in Tartarus, as we read in 2 Peter 2:4. They are there in a place of torment. The wicked will be suffering even from the time of their death until Christ comes again, at which time they will be cast in the place which is the final destiny of the wicked, that is, into Gehenna or hell. And so the Lord does not want you to live and die in sin, because if you do, you'll lift up your eyes in torment. In the third place, he does not want you to die in sin and go to hell, because in hell throughout eternity, you will remember your loved ones, you'll remember those you love most dearly on earth, and you'll remember your rejection of Jesus, you'll remember your lost opportunities to be saved, and no doubt you will curse yourself throughout the unending ages of eternity because you have simply whiled away your opportunities here upon this earth. The Bible makes clear in Luke 16, in the account of the rich man and Lazarus, that this man who was wicked and lifted up his eyes in torment following his death remembered his family on earth. He remembered what they did. He remembered the kind of lives they were living. He knew they were not faithful to God, and he was concerned about them. While he himself was beyond the point of redemption, he wanted someone to go back and warn them that they not come to this awful place also, as he put it. But I suppose the most terrible thing that would be involved is to realize that you simply had the opportunity and you did nothing about it, that you were guilty of sin and could have been saved but were not. You'll remember your own rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Lord doesn't want you to go to hell because of what will occur in the judgment. In the judgment, you will be not on the right hand to hear the words, "Well done, good and faithful servant," but on the left hand, where you will hear the words, "Depart from me, ye wicked." But our time is gone for today, and I want to thank you for listening and to pray that you will join us again in our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour. Until next time, may God bless and keep you is our sincere prayer.